From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy, because wine is fun and we intend to prove it. I am your host, Sarah King.
I am your host, Jamie Caskey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Spooky Wine.
I know it's October. It's our favorite month of the year. So it's time to talk spooky wines, which...
Wine is spooky, really.
Or all wines are spooky, depending on the way you look at it.
Or how much you drink.
Exactly. So I decided this time, when I think Halloween and spooky October, I think of horror movies and like haunted houses. And so I was like, and you imagine people like dressed in their ghoulish outfits, and they're drinking a big dark glass of red wine.
It looks like blood.
So I decided we needed to do dark, intense reds.
And it's such a great season for a dark, intense, well, just red wine. I know that, for instance, many people's palates, as the weather gets cooler, the wine gets, I don't want to say warmer, but they're not drinking chilled white.
Right. No, I'm one of those people.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, because I try to drink red in the summer and it doesn't suit me. Unless I'm like forced to and it's a chillable red. And if you don't know what a chillable red is, look back in the archive because we did a whole thing on it.
Yep. So there's your homework.
That's it. So let's start from the beginning. And the first what I'm actually really excited to tell you about, because I completely forgot about this grape, and I love this grape. It's, first of all, fun to say, second of all, yummy and delicious. It's
two of our main, really, criteria for indeed. Wine.
So this dark, intense red is called Bobal.
Bobal.
Can you laugh like a witch?
I'm sure my brother says so, but I don't think I do. He actually says I laugh like, which is not a witch unless it's a goofy witch.
My mom can do a good one. I don't know how to do it.
That's not. Hey, that's pretty good.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Very nice.
We'll sound what it sounds like on the playback. But anyway, so the first one we're doing, and this is in Spanish, and there's a lot on this label.
Ah, La Piñada.
It's 100% Bobal. It is from UTL and the Requena region. And it's by J. Navasiquez. I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry. We're going to post a picture of this, and I apologize to anyone who speaks Spanish, and I butchered your language. It's a 2017, and this bottle costs $13.99, so it's not too bad.
It's not too bad. Bobal, does that remind you when Luke was little and he was trying to say basketball? That's
how
my boys did it. Bobal.
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 Bobal. Oh, sweet Luca.
So tell me about the grape.
This grape isn't very popular. It's just under the radar. Fun fact, happens to be the second most planted grape on the planet Earth.
You're kidding me. I've never even heard of it.
I lied. I said that wrong. Second most planted red wine grape in Spain.
Oh, well, that's very different than the planet Earth.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is. Don't let me lie to your face.
You know what? Lies are scary, Sarah.
So these wines are, I think if you are a... I want to say Pinot Noir, but honestly more Grenache. Just like it's a fruit-forward wine, but it's got soft tannins and a velvety finish. I remember when I worked in restaurants, this was ended up on one of my wine lists that I had to sell, and I loved it.
It smells, you guys, for real. Mm. Grab a cozy blanket and pour a glass of this. It smells deliciously cozy.
Yeah, can't you imagine being under a blanket on like a gray, rainy day with like a real good, like maybe scary book? You know, the first time I read Coraline, you know, the movie Coraline?
Oh, yeah, I don't do scary.
It's not a scary movie. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah, but isn't it scary? Doesn't she have button eyes and she's like a creeper?
Right. I mean, first of all, it is so scary. And I had just moved to New York City.
Uh-huh.
We had no furniture. I had a chair, a floor lamp, and I sat on the yoga mat on the ground.
To read my scary stuff.
Well, Eddie got the chair, and I would sit on the yoga. And so he was at work, and so I got the chair that night. So I was sitting by the window.
Living large.
I swear to you, it was a lightning storm was coming in, and I had Coraline, and it was the scariest book. And I was reading. I was like, what? This can't be a kid's book. You know, it was so scary.
Yeah.
But this glass of wine would have been a perfect accompaniment.
It gives me chill bumps just hearing you talk about it. That's how terrified I am of scary movies.
I don't like them either.
I don't watch them. And my younger son, Brett, and his sweet girlfriend, who I love, Brittany, she is a creeper, man. If a scary movie comes out, she's going to see it. And now she has him watching them, and then he gets really scared.
Aww.
And he's 25, guys.
Isn't it funny how the nicest people can love a horror movie? I don't understand it.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm like, why do you want to be that stressed out in your spare time? Why?
That's what I feel like, too. But she said something, it was either her or somebody else who was saying, well, I just face my fears. And I think, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to read and watch much lighter.
No.
You know, fair.
Like I said before, if it doesn't have wizards and unicorns and magic, Girl, homie ain't watching it.
Oh, see, you got to watch Ted Lasso, which has none of those things.
Oh, no, but I hear it's funny. I know. You are like literally the 15th person to tell me that I need to. Eddie and I in particular, because we're soccer people.
Oh, yeah.
And like we like to laugh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so cheers to Ted Lasso and our future relationship.
Yes. Cheers. I smell all the darker berries. It just smells terrific. I can see Pitch sitting in a hammock outside reading, drinking this.
Mm. It's very tannic.
It is. It's more tannic than I had expected from the aroma.
Well, this is a dark, intense wine.
Oh, you're right. Intense.
So these are meant to be, you know, they're going to grab onto you and make you remember them. But the finish is not super long.
Which is nice, because if I'm having a wine that is very tannic, I don't like it to hang out in my mouth.
I get a lot of tobacco from this one in particular.
Oh, wow. Good point. Yeah.
I get tobacco, but there is a lot of fruit in the front of this. You know, when you first drink it, you get that dark stewed fruit.
Yeah.
It's like stewed prunes and things like that. Yeah. And then as you swallow it, it dries out. It's a medium bodied wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not super heavy. And we just watched two large boxes of Bojangles go by, like cinder blocks worth of chicken.
It's bow tie.
It is. So yeah, and what's left in my mouth, and I have a super palate right now because I have on this elimination diet my doctor's put me on. So everything tastes like very vibrant to me right now.
Like a super taster.
A little like your son.
And brother.
And his brother.
Nobody believes any of them, by the way. They say they are, so okay.
Supportive mom. And I honestly get a little bit of violet in there. It's a very good wine. And if for a winter night, I wouldn't be able to start an evening with this. Mm-hmm. I'd have to have this with dinner and then finish the bottle after.
Right, as you're cozied up in
exactly.
Your green. I think much like a good horror story, Stephen King, is multi-layered. I think you're exactly right. And so that makes it a winner for this particular topic.
Okay, so there you go. And I think we should take a break here before we hit the last two bottles.
Welcome back. It is our dark and intense wine episode. They are blood red and ready to engage.
I don't know. I couldn't think of a word at the end there. But yeah, we are doing our dark and intense reds. And we just tried the Bobal, which is a fun grape to say. And it's a really beautiful wine to try. You know, for $14, it's a great idea, I think. So moving on. The middle one we're doing today, we have three as usual, is Primitivo, which is also known as Zinfandel.
Ah, okay, sure.
This is called Caleo. It's from Puglia.
Caleo. I don't know where Puglia is.
It's in Italy.
Oh, wrong.
It's Italiano.
Wrong music reference.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you're doing over there, but it was fun to watch. And like I said, it is a Zinfandel grape. They're the same.
Typically, I don't like a big Zinfandel, so this will be interesting. What year is this?
This is a 2017.
Okay.
And nope. I lied to your face again.
My goodness, you're bad at that.
So the Bobal was a 2017. Yes. This is a 2020.
Ah.
So the best year of our lives in a bottle. Let's see how it tastes.
I can hardly wait to taste it. What's the alcohol content on both of those?
Okay, the Primitivo is 13%.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobal is 14.5%. Which is why the spiciness comes across. Like heavy, intense wines tend to have a lot of alcohol. I'm honestly not going to believe the Primitivo is 13 because most of the times, it seems low. Most of these wines are going to have a much higher alcohol content.
Mm-hmm. This one smells, I don't want to say sour, although I know I just did say it.
They told me I wasn't having a geriatric pregnancy at 38, and I was like, you just did.
Yeah.
You just told me.
Words,
we used to call 38-year-olds who are pregnant geriatric pregnancies. And I was like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Right. Hope a different doctor delivers. Yes, Sarah.
And they did. Thank God.
But it smells a little more tart. Slightly more tart.
Oh, okay.
To me, I should
say.
I
get petrol. Big time.
Oh, really? I'm not getting that at all. But then I have not been on this special diet that makes me a super taster smell.
I also get
I'm eating candy corn.
Yum. I've also got quite a bit of alcohol. It smells very hot to me.
Yes, it does, which is another reason not to believe it when they say 13%. Y'all need to be careful with your pores on this wine.
And I get a little bit of, I definitely get petrol. I'm getting plum.
Do you find that since you began this special food program that you're on and you're tasting more intensely, that you're smelling more intensely as well?
All of it. Right, and and every week has been different.
Yeah.
Because they take things and move. I don't understand the science behind it. It's done by a Harvard doctor. He's a big movement in the functional medicine.
Okay.
Which is like...
homeopathic, right?
Basically. Yeah. It's a less fancy way of saying homeopathic. They're just like, you know, instead of trying to treat what you have with medicine, let's try doing a food approach first. Or like looking at your lifestyle. So that's what this is. And right now I just finished my vegan week. Vegans, you've got to be hungry all the time.
I was going to say, are you hungry?
I was starving all week long.
What did you eat?
Granted, I can't have pasta and I can't have a lot of stuff that are staples in a vegan diet.
Right.
I could have rice, though. So I had all I basically ate all week was rice and beans.
Although vegan, you can't have pasta made with egg.
Yeah, that's like ravioli. Yeah. Anytime you got to bend the pasta, they'll put egg in it. Yeah, so it was just a very boring week.
Did you eat just like rocks and sand? Is that what you had all
Twigs
week?
In there, too. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, some seeds. This one has a much better nose.
It smells warm, and I don't find it as cozy smelling, probably because I don't smell as many of the darker fruits, but it smells very pleasant.
Yeah, let's have a sip.
I do get a little sweet whiff, which was incorrect. There's nothing sweet about it, but it is a delightful mid-range wine.
Blackberry, boom. Mm. Yeah, it is a mid-range wine. It's not as tannic as the Babal.
I was just going to say, not as tannic. And what's the grape in this again?
Zinfandel, 100%.
100% Zinfandel. Okay.
It's earthy. Like, I even get strawberry. I'm not drinking that. I almost drank the spit cup.
She did. She picked up our spit cup.
And then
I
looked in there and said, good Lord, no.
What is she doing to herself? So she's about to go on vacation, so mentally she's just a bug.
Yeah, I've got about an hour and a half more work after this, and then I'm out for a week. Thank
you. Go.
First vacation since last December.
Yeah, first week vacation.
Yeah. A long time.
Well, this, I think, would be also excellent if you're watching a scary movie or reading a scary book or just hanging in your hammock, like I mentioned earlier. It's a beautiful time of year to be outside and enjoy the crisp
hanging
air.
In your hammock, dressed as a vampire, jumping out at trick-or-treaters. Yeah.
That's not what I was picturing, but sure, that would work for this. Yeah.
No, it's nice. It's definitely it's very earthy. Honestly, if you like a Pinot Noir, the Zinfandel that we just tasted, I think wouldn't be too bad. A European-style Pinot Noir.
Yes, that's interesting because typically, as I mentioned, I don't like a dark Zinfandel. But yeah, this is very approachable, like a lighter Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I keep digging at my lipstick because there's something in it, like a hair or possibly a dog hair.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I have a Husky and a Husky Shepherd, and I basically consume large amounts of dog hair every day, accidentally.
Okay, well, the Zinfandel, actually, Primitivo can be purchased for a very reasonable rate. I got it for $9.99.
Under $10.
Gotta love it.
A win.
I think this is a very food-friendly wine, too, because there's good acidity. Both these wines had very good acidity.
Yeah, very
Which also means they can age.
We're going to take a real quick break and be back with the third deep and intense red wine.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at Wine and Dandy Podcast.
Before we go into the final dark and intense wine, what's your favorite scary book and or movie ever?
Okay, first of all, we've already discussed this. There's not a single scary movie I like.
Most tolerated.
Well, I actually, as soon as I said it, I take it back. The only one I've ever been able to watch numerous times is The Shining.
Oh,
that's more of a thriller, I feel, than a scary movie. It's so weird and like some of the hallucinations that happen. It's just I think cinematically it's really interesting.
Ah, okay.
But as far as scary book goes, that's hard for me to remember the name of. I have a hard time recalling names of books. There was one, it was terrifying. It was so good.
Well, I do not read scary books and I don't watch scary movies, but I did as a kid and I saw all the regulars. But the one that has stuck with me the most, and no one's going to know this, and you guys, if you do know it, please drop us a comment because I've looked for this. The Legend of Boggy Creek.
Ooh.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
It's kind of loosely based on like a Bigfoot kind of character.
Okay.
And this was sort of a docudrama. They pretended it was a documentary before the Blair Witch Trial was the first really big docudrama, I think, that everybody remembers. This, I found it to be terrifying. And maybe I remember it because I just don't watch a lot, but it really has stuck with me because I spend a lot of times out in the woods. That sounds weird, but I do. We hike. And
you're very outdoorsy.
Yeah, we're very outdoorsy.
Very lazy.
You can be outdoorsy with me. Come on.
I could, but I'm lazy.
Okay. But this is, it's a cool movie. I'd love to see it again now as an adult and see if it was as scary.
Good luck with that.
Okay. Legend of Boggy Creek.
What was the other one? God, scary Disney movie. Hold on.
They're all kind of scary
in a way. There's one in the 80s that was like, it's known for being terrifying.
Haunted Mansion is supposed to be scary, and they're now making a Haunted Mansion movie, but I can't imagine that being super scary.
Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Oh, yeah. Did not see that.
I did. I remember I saw it as a kid because it was Disney, and they used to have, like, the World of Disney that came out on, like, network TV, and
yeah,
I think
Sunday
it was
nights.
One of those.
Oh, crazy.
I might be wrong, but I remember watching this as a kid on network TV, and it's called Something Wicked This Way Comes by Disney. But there's a moment in this movie that haunted me kind of still to this day, where it's one of those jump scare moments, mm-hmm. and the girl comes into her bedroom, and then on the other side of her bed, something pops up. It was terrifying.
Yeah. Probably the scariest kids movie I recall is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, when the guy's coming around trying to kidnap children, and he's going, do you want some candy?
Oh. I have another story about that with this lady who was not known for being a... let's just say she might have been a woman of the night.
Oh, sure.
It was on Carolina Beach in the 80s, but her name was Candy, and she was weird. I mean, I got no problem with whatever, but we were at the bus stop one day. She's like, are you guys going to come to my house for Halloween? And we were like,
absolutely.
She's like, I've
not.
Got some candy. And we're like, no. I don't want
to. Don't talk to us.
Yes, like, you scare me. She was real creepy. Anyway, back to the wine.
We need a drink now.
Yes. The last one we're going to do has an adorable little lizard.
I love him because around the top of the bottle, too, it says, say hello.
Oh, yeah. The name of the wine is Hello World.
Oh, cute.
And it's a Petit Verdot, also a Spanish wine. So we have two Spanish wines and one Italian wine. I don't know. Maybe Spain likes a bolder wine. They have very bold flavored food.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make sense.
Sure. With a little paella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paella. Yum. Now I'm hungry.
Told you about the time I had paella when we were in Spain.
Yum.
Both my kids studied abroad in Spain, and the younger one got us some paella and then just sat across the table gleeful. How do you like the chicken paella? Talk about scary. And it was rabbit. He told me after. I knew something was up, but it was tasty.
Unfortunately, rabbit's delicious. I feel guilty as hell every time I eat it.
Yeah. I go out in the yard and I see Bob and Betty Bunny, who live in our yard. We didn't purchase them. They just live there.
Oh, we have so many bunnies.
Bob and Betty Bunny babies. Then I feel bad that I ate one of their kin.
Yeah.
Although, I bet they don't know the Spanish arm of their bunny family, so never mind.
I'm sure they're not related.
Right.
Tell me what you notice about this wine.
It is almost black.
Yes. This wine is a wine that's often added to wines because of its color. It's violet. It's got a beautiful violet red.
Yeah.
And it's inky.
It is.
It's so thick. This wine is usually not served or made and bottled just Petit Verdot. It's a new thing that's been happening.
Oh.
I mean, as far as like hundreds of years ago. This is in the Bordeaux blend. Yeah, so like I always do this to myself. I say, write down the Bordeaux grapes because you always forget in the moment. And here we are, again, out in the wind. Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, there's Petit Verdeaux.
There's that one.
I'm going to look it up. Okay. I have my computer here. Talk about the color for a moment while I look this up.
I'm glad you asked, because if you are doing any sort of Halloween festivities and you want to purchase a wine that literally looks like blood, this is the one. This one with the lizard on it is the one you're going to want.
Yeah, Petit Verdot. Okay, so it's Cabernet, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Cabernet Franc.
Ah, this is the one.
And Malbec.
Okay, well, I usually do like a Malbec.
I love a French Malbec. I love a French Syrah the most. That's one of my favorites. But anyway, so let's smell this. It's known for being it's very intense.
It smells a little bit spicy.
It smells like chocolate. To me, it just smells like a nose full of chocolate.
Oh, you know, it kind of does.
Yeah.
Like a dark chocolate.
Yeah, like a very dark chocolate.
But let's remind you, it would not be good with chocolate.
No.
People make that mistake all the time. Sarah tries to correct them.
Champagne and chocolate do not go together. Some red wine and chocolate, I think, do.
Okay, I totally misspoke, guys. Go ahead and knock yourselves out.
Sorry.
Especially if you're getting it for Halloween, you grab yourself some Reese's Cups and slam them back.
I don't think
this
would work well with milk chocolate. I think it would work well with dark chocolate.
Okay, so you know how the kids get the little tiny Hershey special darks when they get
candy? Which is the mom
steal
piece.
Those.
Yes.
And eat it with this.
Yes.
It is a bit tannic for me. Front, back, and center. It's pretty tannic. If you like...
Whoa.
A bracing red wine.
It's intense. And that's why it's typically an added wine. It's like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have purple teeth after I just, because I did the proper like swishing around your mouth thing.
Yeah.
But I do think it's got a softness to it, despite the fact it's, to me, it's not that bad.
You're right. As I get the after.
Yeah. There's something
glow.
Soft about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is actually. It is tannic and it has a little bit of tart on the back end, but it goes away quickly and you're just left with a warm
Yeah, I totally agree. This is a 2019, mm-hmm. so maybe it's because it's before the world fell apart.
Maybe. What's the alcohol content?
14. It's high. All sure. these are going to have high alcohol contents.
Okay. And what's it run?
This one runs $10.49.
Well, that seems specific. But almost like, you know, some places do, they'll, like 49 will be their sale. That means it's on sale.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Or maybe 49 is whenever it's getting ready to be on clearance next.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a code.
Good time to buy it.
Yeah, so it's. I think it's good. It's definitely not a sipping wine, though. You're going to want to have something to eat with this.
Right. I would think that any of these would be the perfect fall accompaniment to any kind of outdoor picnic.
I feel like meat or strong, fatty things needs to go with these wines.
Yeah. Funny, because one of the concerts that I was reading about earlier today, Zach Williams, the artist, is doing a meet and greet, a VIP meet and greet, and it's M-E-A-T. Because he loves meat.
So that's
you can
fun.
Do a meat
feed
and
say
a big
hi.
Old smorgasbord of meat. And this would be good with that.
Oh, yeah. So that's your dark and intense wine episode, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it.
We try not to say spooky words too often because we know that can get annoying fast. We're both moms.
Yeah.
We get that.
Next time you go out and grab yourself a bottle, think about what time of year it is and theme it. It's kind of fun.
Exactly.
If you want to ask us any questions, or if you're one of our many worldwide listeners, hello, Germany.
We got to see where people are listening. We got the list, and we were just taken aback in the best possible way at how many countries exist on our download list.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Yeah.
Germany is our second biggest country listening.
Do we speak German?
Yes, das ist gut.
Das ist gut.
Das ist nicht so gut.
How do you say hello?
Auf Wiedersehen. Or if it's in the morning, you say morgen.
We are drinking wine in the morgen. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. I'll say cheers in German.
Okay.
So until next time, Prost.
Prost.